Chi Outlet family, thank you so much for joining us today, whether you are watching us on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, anytime you're able to catch this broadcast. We really appreciate you tuning in. My name is Diana King, and I have the honor and pleasure to come to you today and close out the series for the month of May, and that is the art of resilience. But before I get started, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you first for today, for just being who you are. Thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you continue to do for us, and all that you will do for us. Father God, I just pray that Diana does not speak today, but that you use me as a vessel to speak on behalf of you, Father God. I thank you that every word that comes out of my mouth is from your lips. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so today's message is titled, When Resilience Meets Persistence. And first, I want to start with a couple definitions of resilience just to give us a foundation. So the first definition is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. So that definitely sounds very familiar for 2020 and as we're in it now, 2021. The second definition is the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. So having like that bounce back effect. And then also elasticity. So a couple of examples definitely came to mind when I read these definitions. The first one, of course, is the pandemic. The pandemic in 2020 and now continuing it, I know we didn't think we would be here in 2021. I know me, myself, I'm like, oh, we'll be out of this in 2021. But I know that what we've all gone through in 2020 and now 2021, that strength that we pulled from God and what he has given us to get us through each and every day, we will be able to use that strength going forward in possible various trials and tribulations that we may encounter. So I definitely encourage you, when you meet any challenges, just know, you know, we haven't seen anything like the pandemic before. So we've gotten through it. We're continuing to get through it. And therefore, you can get through anything. Another example that came to mind when I read these definitions is if you are looking for a new job or a promotion, right? So one thing I definitely want you to take away from this message. When one door closes, another door will open. Not can open, not might open, it will open. And that takes us into our foundation texts. There are two of them in the Bible. The first one is Matthew chapter 7, verse 8. And it reads, "For everyone who asks, receives. For everyone who seeks, finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open." And then in Luke chapter 11, verse 10, we actually see the same exact verse. "For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open." And so the scripture doesn't say for the top 1% financially who asks, receives. It doesn't say for some people who ask who will receive, or this person or that person who knocks, the door will be open. It says in every phrase, everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. And what's funny is this verse. Many times we see repetitive things in the Bible, like different ideas and perspectives throughout the Bible and themes, but a lot of times they're worded differently. This verse in Luke 11:10 is worded the exact same way as Matthew 7:8, which means it's something that God really wants us to take hold of because it's true. It's something that applies, as it says, in everyone's life. And so I think that we need to start seeking, finding, and knocking again by spending that quality time with God. So we can seek and find by spending that quality time in the Word, and then we're knocking when we're submitting ourselves in prayer to Him. And then we're also seeking and finding when we have that quiet time in God's presence. So I know I'm throwing out a lot of challenges to you today, but another challenge is that I want us to get back to seeking, finding, and knocking again by spending that quality time with God. And another key thing is when we spend that quality time with God, remember to ask Him for His will to be done and His will only. A lot of times with so many things being thrown at us, we have notifications from text messages, we have notifications from GroupMe, notifications from Facebook, your CNN news app is going off because something crazy has happened in the world. With all of that going on, let's not focus on what we want from God, right? Because at the end of the day, we want what He wants for our life. If it's not what He wants for us, I know me personally, I don't want it. And I tend to say that in my prayer of, Father God, I'm asking You for X, Y, and Z. But if X, Y, and Z is not a part of Your plan that You have for my life, I don't want it. I only want what You have for me. So just remembering to be open to listening to Him, being open to His plan, because He can see far past the vision that we may have, right? We think we may know what may happen tomorrow or the next day or the next year from now. God knows all of that. He knew that the pandemic was going to hit us in 2020. He knew that we would still be in it in 2021. And so therefore, with Him having obviously that foresight, we would only want the best from Him and what He has specifically for us in our lives. And so that leads on to closed doors can be a blessing in disguise. So going back to the example of looking for a job or a promotion, I know a lot of times when we don't get a role or we don't get a position, we're just like, man, I feel like I wasted, 4 hours of my time prepping my resume, going through my cover letter, sending an email to the person who's hiring, going over interview questions and my answers to do what? To not get the job. And I really want us to shift our mindset and really look at the glass half full instead of half empty, and taking those doors that seem to be closed and looking at them as really being doors that are open. They're open because we're networking with people that we could possibly see years from now, either in the same organization or a different organization. They may be a hiring manager for a position that you go for going forward. They may be somebody that you work with in the future. You never know what God has planned. You never know what paths you will cross. And so that is one perfect opportunity to network with another person. Another thing, when closed doors are truly open, it's because they are opportunities to learn, to grow, and to get better. So you learn what you did great during that interview. Like, oh man, I killed that question. Like, I know that one was solid, but ooh, that last question, I had never gotten that question before in my life. Let me go back, write down a couple things, and kind of rehearse that, because you may not get the exact same question, but many times you will get the same type or similar questions. And so it's really an opportunity to truly grow, so that when that next opportunity comes, you can nail that questions and any other questions that come your way. So definitely look at closed doors as really being doors that are open to learn, grow, and get better. And so that leads us to resilience meets persistence, because many times 10 doors closes before one door opens. And I know that specifically for myself. And I know, you know, if you are in the job market right now looking for a new role, that it can be very discouraging because many times there are millions or, well, many times there are millions of people applying for the same role, but a lot of times there are thousands of people applying for the same role. And so it's like, well, man, how do I stick out? How do I make myself be chosen for an interview? And so again, that's where that resilience comes from. That's where that drive, that persistence, that tenacity comes from. And you pull from what we've gone through in 2020, that strength that God has given us to be like, hey, it's fine that I didn't get that last position because it was probably a role or something that God could have been protecting us from. And so that's why closed doors are really could be a blessing in disguise. So just take that resilience, that persistence, what you learned from previous interviews as not a waste of time, but another way to prepare you for the next thing that God has in your life. All right, so I wanna kinda tell you a couple stories. One story, I was talking to one of my close friends, you know, after college, we had just graduated. You know, after college, you are just ready to take on the world. So we were talking about our life plans, what we're gonna do, what we're gonna accomplish, by what age. And one thing that she said has always stuck with me, because you have people, a lot of people who talk about their dreams and they're never accomplished. And you kind of wonder why, like, well, why did such and such, why are they successful? Why are their dreams coming true? But such and such, not so much. And so she mentioned that the only difference between people who accomplish their dreams and people who do not is people who accomplish their dreams never gave up. And so that has always stuck with me. It has gotten me through times where I needed to be uplifted, where I needed to be motivated. And so anytime, you know, the enemy tries to come in and get in my mind like, yeah, Diana, you know, they like somebody better because they were better. I remember that statement saying, no, I am great. I did do a good job. God is probably protecting me from something that I don't know. This is not the right fit for me. And therefore, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue to press on and move forward. So the last thing I want to leave you with is resilience is an art because we are constantly working on it. And so that's similar to communication. Communication is also an art because it's something that we will never accomplish. We're always working on it on a daily basis. And that takes me to a time when my husband and I, Brian, we had just got married. Well, not just got married. We were still newlyweds because they say newlyweds is 5 years and under. So we were at 2 years and we went to Aruba to celebrate our 2-year anniversary. So of course, Aruba is an island where a lot of couples and a lot of married couples go to celebrate different milestones in their life. And at the resort that we were staying at, they had an event where they were specifically celebrating wedding anniversaries and then also birthday celebrations. And so for the wedding anniversaries, they would go through the various years. If you've been married for 1 year, step forward. If you've been married for 2 years, step forward. And so Brian and I, of course, we stepped forward at 2 years, and they got to 25 years and nobody has stepped forward. So then they said, well, if you have been married for over 25 years, step forward. And it was this couple that looked very happy, looked like they wanted to be there with each other. And they stepped forward and said that they had been married for over 50 years. So of course us, being newlyweds, we're looking at them like, oh my goodness, like that's the goal, that's the prize to be in marital bliss. Because again, I said, they looked like they wanted to be there. They looked very happy after over 50 years of marriage. And so Brian and I were like, that's why we're in this game, right? To be partners for a lifetime. And afterwards, we asked them, so what's the key? Can you give us any tips? Like, we're just starting out and we are looking forward to being together for a lifetime. And the wife said, communication. And at first I was like, well, wow. You know, you hear about communication all the time. that's it, just communication. And so she said that we have been married for over 50 years and we are still working on communication. And so that has also stuck with me all this time, because just like the art of resilience, right? You're constantly working on it on a daily basis, is the art of communication is something that you will not accomplish because you're constantly working on it. And the key thing with communication in marriage is the reason why I have found out, obviously, it's such a priority, because two individuals over time will change. And the key is to change and evolve together. And in order to do that, you have to communicate. And you really have to over-communicate, because you may think you said one thing, the other person receives it another way. So therefore, you kind of have to circle back and summarize the key takeaways from the conversation. So again, resilience is an art, is something that we will continue to work towards, even though we are closing out the month of May with the art of resilience. Just remember that each and every one of us is continuing to work on that each and every day. So with that, let me close us out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for this day. We thank you, Father God, that you just continue to clear all highways and byways, Father God. We thank you that this art of resilience, Father God, will continue to be motivating for us. It will continue to drive us. It will help with our persistence, our tenacity. We will lean on you for all strength and understanding, Father God. And in the end, we will not give up on the things that you have placed in our hearts for a specific reason. We will also continue to knock. We will continue to seek. We will continue to find. And in order to do that, Father God, we know that we have to spend that quality time with you. We are up for the challenge, Father God. We thank you for giving us that challenge. And we just thank you for all there is to come this week, this year, and in years to come. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Weren't you blessed by the word today? Can we encourage Diana just from sharing from her heart when resilience meets persistence? I mean, that was a timely word, something that I needed to hear. And I'm just so grateful for the grace of God on her life to share that. Thank you, Diana, so much. But before we leave out today, we want to open up an opportunity for everyone to partner with us financially. And I want to let you know, just from a personal perspective, as relates to giving here at The Outlet, thank you all from the bottom of my heart. My wife and I do not take it for granted. For every dollar that has come through the Outlet community has been a sign of God's grace and his faithfulness to fulfilling the mission and vision of our church. You all have been faithful. You all have been consistent throughout this entire pandemic. And so now that we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel, now that we're seeing what life now looks like post-pandemic, my heart fills with gratitude that you have stayed faithful, you have stayed committed throughout this entire time. And we believe that as you partner with us financially, not only are we going to see other lives changed and other lives blessed, but I believe personally that God is going to transform and revolutionize your life as we work together to do what God has called us to do. So there are three ways to give at The Outlet community. You can give by text, by texting the number 73256 and the letters TOC. When you text that, there will be a link that comes back that you can click and complete the following information to partner that way. You can also give on our website at theoutletcommunity.com/give, and there's some information, as well as there's some accountability. If you want to know more about how finances our process, you can take a look on that page as well. And then we also opened up Zelle. And so you can just simply send through your banking institution, your tithes, your offering to give@theoutletcommunity.com. Again, it's give@theoutletcommunity.com. Listen, I am so excited about next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day, and on that weekend will also be our graduation Sunday. Y'all, the outlet is awarding 6 scholarships this year to graduating high school seniors. And we are just so blessed to see what God is doing in the lives of these young people. Also, you all are going to have a treat from our Outlet Leadership Institute. They are taking over the rest of the service after we award our scholarships on next week. So I want to invite you back on next week during Memorial Day weekend. If you're traveling, we advise you just to be safe, use wisdom in all that you do. But we are just so grateful to God for the opportunity to come wherever you are in the world. So thank you all so much, and I can't wait to see you next time here at The Outlet.